The Paul Simon story was performed on the 20th of September at the Sarah Thorne Theatre in Broadstairs. I caught up with the two singers of the show backstage.
Colin Davis and Paul Bleach, welcome. Hi.
Hiya.
Hi.
And Steve. What a fantastic sound.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We've worked hard at it. We're very proud of it, the show.
May very well be the best we've ever played tonight, actually.
Well, I think we're like that, actually. No, we are playing particularly well tonight. And the thing is, when you're relaxed, when you're enjoying it, when you've got been able to sing harmony with somebody, for any singers out there, you know, that's a really special thing, especially when it's quite intuitive with us, too, isn't it?
Yeah, this is very true.
So have you discovered that magic spell about their music?
Well, it's imbued in me since I was about 20, because that's when I discovered Paul Simon songbook, actually, the album, and then I had to buy a guitar, and I've been playing his songs for 50 years. Paul, you're a bit newer to the Paul Simon
catalogue. I am a bit newer, yeah. He was always on my radar, but kind of distantly, and I was doing all sorts of other things, and it was when Colin invited me to join the band that I really looked seriously and closely at the songs, obviously, that we're playing now, and just how beautiful and intricate and well put together they are.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, I've become a big fan through performing.
When you study the arrangements, if you like, of the original recordings, the album recordings, that's when you realise how clever Paul Simon and, I guess, the engineers were.
It's a bit like the Bee Gees and the Beatles and the Beach Boys.
Mm. Yeah.
All different sounds, but they've all got that magic touch, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
those beautiful harmonies.
Yeah, exactly. It's the harmonies that pull me in.
Yeah, me too.
I love the arrangements, and you've got it off to a real... Yeah, you really have. I mean, it's...
We've got Colin to thank for that. Colin's the kind of leader on arrangements.
Yeah.
And he's fantastic at that. He puts everything together. He sends it round to everyone in the group. And we work very hard on it in rehearsal to make it happen as authentically as we can to the original recording.
Yeah. We've got no chance of looking like Simon and Garfunkel.
No, this is very true.
I'm not even sure that we've got faces for radio.
No. Thank God this is...
But we do really try to sound like the album records, because that's what people remember, and that's what triggers the nostalgia.
Right, so people who have missed tonight would maybe like to see you somewhere else. Where are you next?
Well, I think in this part of the world we're in, we're booked in Faversham next year, he said, reaching for his phone. Oh, I can't, because I'm not online. I think it's in April, but I'd have to... I mean, people can check our website, which is shadesofsimon.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shades, as in... Shades. Oh no, we're not on telly, are we?
SHAD.
And then go to the tour dates, and then you can see all of our future bookings as well as our current ones this year.
All right.
Yeah, so Faversham, it's quite nice. The Alexander Centre.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us again on the programme.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.